Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have a tea party. It's going to get windy. We'll visit Alabama and celebrate the birthdays of Jay Gorney and Fletcher Henderson. Last week, on December 16th in 1733, colonial patriots disguised as Indians secretly boarded three British ships anchored in Boston Harbor and dumped 350 chests of tea into the water to protest taxation without representation and the monopoly granted to the British East India Company. The event, of course, has come to be known as the Boston Tea Party. Well, we're going to have our own musical tea party, beginning with Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
At my sugar cane, that gang of mine has been revealing that they're feeling sore. I left the lamplight on the corner of the moon in Lover's Lane. I'm doing things I never did before. when to take my sugar to tea. All the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. For two and two for tea. When I take my sugar to tea, it's a great occasion for me, and my only worry is my bankroll when I take my sugar to tea. She's the only one I can see, and she thinks the same about me. So we always sit right in the spotlight when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I overtake away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. She likes music kinda warm, I kinda like it too. You take music from a horn, thrills you through and through. That's the kind of music that we dance to when I take my sugar to tea. Thank you.
From a vertically cut Edison Diamond disc waxed October 8, 1924, that was the Green Brothers Novelty Band and Irving Caesar and Vincent Heumann's Tea for Two. That recording is courtesy of the Green Brothers' nephew, Lou Green. Before Tea for Two, we heard the Mellotone Boys, Joe and Dan Mooney, accompanied by Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Dick McDonough on guitar with When I Take My Sugar to Tea. That Sammy Fain, Irving Cale, Pierre Norman collaboration was recorded on February 23, 1931. We began our musical tea party with Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Jack Teagarden providing the vocal on Texas Tea Party, recorded by Columbia on October 27, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. If you were playing Jeopardy and the answer in the category States of the Union was it was the 22nd of the United States, the correct question would be, what is Alabama, which entered the Union on December 14, 1819? One of the state's nicknames is Heart of Dixie, and its state motto, Adamus Jura Nostra Defendere, means we dare defend our rights. The state tree is Pinus palustris, or southern longleaf pine, and the camellia is the state flower. Another of Alabama's nicknames is the Jayhammer State, after the state bird, officially known as the common flicker. Julia S. Tutwiler wrote the lyrics and Edna G. Gusson the music to the state song, Alabama. So to celebrate Alabama's statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records about Alabama, beginning with William Ditcham.
Like you did down in old Baltimore. Now you're doing it. right, but it's like that. Whip it up, whip it up. Just have one fit, have a fit. Too bad now. I'll be your papa when your fever rise. Play, Mr. Davenport. Say, what's that in the house? I don't know what it is, but it sure is good. I'll do it a long time. Oh, play it now, play it. Yeah, put your foot on it, boy, and let's get away. Say, pass that liquor around. Now we're all gonna take a drink. My, but that's wonderful. Ah, what a feeling, what a feeling. More for your mama. Oh, I've played a long time. Some piano player, I'll tell you that. Play it, boy, down to a low mall and a dusty gravy.
Thank you.
one of the older recordings in the Rapidly Rotating Records archive from May of 1910, Prince's Orchestra, and I'm Alabama Bound, written by Robert Hoffman. The Prince in Prince's Orchestra is Charles Prince, who was musical director for Columbia at the time. Before that, we heard Charles Cow Cow Davenport and Alabama Strut from July 16, 1928. The vocal encouragement on that vocalion recording was provided by Ivy Smith. Cow Cow Davenport learned to play piano and organ from his mother, who was organist at his father's church. He was attending Alabama Theological Seminary and was also going to become a preacher when he was expelled in 1911 for playing ragtime at a church function. Scandalous! We began our musical trip to Alabama with another early recording, William Ditcham on the xylophone and Alabama Skedaddle, recorded in London around August of 1911. Alabama Skedaddle was written by Edward Hess. Now just try and find another radio program where you're going to hear William Ditcham other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM Avalon and online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, December 12th, marked the birth in 1896 in Bialystok, Russia, of composer Jay Gorney. The family emigrated to the U.S. in 1906 and settled in Detroit, where Jay attended Cass Technical High School, studied piano, and played in silent movie theaters. Despite his interest in music, he pursued a career in law with degrees from the University of Michigan, where he also took classes in harmony, counterpoint, and orchestration, and organized the school's jazz band. After practicing law for about a year, he decided he really wanted to make music his career. He composed for Broadway shows in the 20s and became head of the music department at Paramount Pictures Astoria Studios in New York in 1929. His collaborators included Henry Myers, Edward Eliscu, Lou Brown, Sidney Clare, Howard Dietz, and Yip Harburg, with whom he wrote his most famous song, the Depression-era hit, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? He moved to Hollywood in 1933 and worked for 20th Century Fox, produced films for Columbia in the 40s, and worked for CBS TV in the 50s. He died in 1990. Here are three from the pen of Jay Gorney.
Love was blind to me, now it's kind to me. Love has opened my eyes. Since it came to me, life's a game to me, with a sweetest surprise. I never knew how good it was to be a slave to one who means the world to me. I loved that man from the start, and way down deep in his heart, I know he loves me, heaven knows why. And when he tells me he can't live without me, what wouldn't I do for that man? He's not an angel or saint, and what's the odds if he ain't? With all his faults, I know he'll get by. I'll be so true to him, he'll never doubt me. What wouldn't I do for that man? For when he let me lean my weary head on his shoulder, I close my eyes right there and wish I never grow older. I'll never leave him alone, I'll make his troubles my own. I love that man as nobody can. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, what wouldn't I do for that man? My own. I love that man better than I do myself. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, there's not a thing I wouldn't do for my man. That's all.
To tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run. made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
The anthem of the Depression, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, written by Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney. That's the definitive recording from Bing Crosby on October 25th, 1932. Rex Weber sang it in the review Americana, and Rudy Valli claimed to have introduced it to the general public on his network radio show. Before Bing, we heard Eva Taylor with a little more upbeat tune, the politically incorrect When I'm Housekeeping for You. Howard Dietz wrote the lyrics, and the Jay Gorney tune was played there by the Colster Dance Orchestra, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, on December 9, 1929. When I'm Housekeeping for You is heard in the 1928 D.W. Griffith film comedy The Battle of the Sexes. We began our tribute to Jay Gorney with Miss Annette Hanshaw, September 16, 1929, and What Wouldn't I Do for That Man? Yip Harburg wrote the lyric, and the song is heard in the 1929 film Glorifying the American Girl. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, December 18th, marked the birth in 1898 in Cuthbert, Georgia, of Fletcher Henderson. He attended Morehouse College, where he earned a degree in chemistry. He moved to New York in 1920 to study further, but took a job as a song plugger, and the following year became house pianist at the new Black Swan Record Company. He recorded and toured with Ethel Waters and accompanied blues singers Bessie Smith, Alberta Hunter, Ma Rainey, Clara Smith, Ida Cox, and others. He led his first band in 1923 and landed a gig at the Club Alabama in New York. In 1924, the band played at the Roseland Ballroom, which became their base for many years. Louis Armstrong joined the band from September 1924 until November of the following year. In the late 20s, the band played at Connie's Inn in Harlem, with Benny Carter arranging for the band, and in the early 30s, Henderson began arranging. He disbanded in 1939 and worked as an arranger and pianist for Benny Goodman. He also arranged for Isham Jones, Glenn Gray, Jack Hilton, and the Dorsey Brothers, and composed many jazz numbers. He began leading his own band again in the early 40s, but a stroke in December of 1950 ended his active career. Fletcher Henderson died in New York on December 29, 1952. Here are three from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra.
happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Orson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. We'll be right back.
Hot stuff. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and a Fletcher Henderson composition, Henderson Stomp, from November 3, 1926. In the band, Fats Waller on piano. Henderson Stomp was preceded by another Henderson composition, Hotter Than L, that's apostrophe E-L-L. That arrangement by Brother Horace Henderson was recorded on September 25, 1934. We began our tribute to Fletcher Henderson with Fletcher Henderson and his Connie's Inn Orchestra and the Fats Waller composition, I'm Crazy About My Baby. The vocalist on that April 10, 1931 recording was George Bias.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, December 15th, in 1939, the cinema classic Gone with the Wind premiered at Lowe's Grand Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. It was the first movie premiere ceremony to be televised. Producer David O. Selznick paid author Margaret Mitchell $50,000 for the movie rights to her novel, and MGM then paid out $1.25 million to finance the film. Two versions of the film were produced. One contains Rhett Butler's famous farewell to Scarlett, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." For including the word damn, Selznick was fined $5,000. The other version had Butler saying, "Frankly, my dear, I just don't care." Among the many actresses considered for the role before Vivian Leigh was chosen to star were Katharine Hepburn, Tallulah Bankhead, Miriam Hopkins, Susan Hayward, Paulette Goddard, Norma Shearer, Lana Turner, Jean Arthur, and Joan Bennett. Vivian Leigh earned $30,000 for the role. The movie is now owned by Ted Turner, and there are daily continuous showings in a theater at CNN Center in Atlanta that shows nothing but Gone with the Wind. So here to commemorate Gone with the Wind are some windy songs, starting off with Arden and Omen.
Thank you. flurry, I never worry, I'm bucking the wind. Safe and sound, I'm holding my ground, for I'm bucking the wind. I'll battle any opposition, a smile will be my ammunition. And even when it gets too stormy, they'll never floor me. Skies may scowl and hurricanes howl, but I'm bucking the wind. Blows that flaunt me never could daunt me, I've laughed and I've grinned. Every gale that's blowing may start your dreamboat going. You'll come through if you'll keep bucking the wind.
We began our tribute to Gone with the Wind with duo pianists Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra in 1927, and South Wind, written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. Next, it was one of my favorite records, Anson Weeks and his orchestra and Buckin' the Wind, recorded in San Francisco in September of 1933. The vocalist there was Carl Ravazza. We finished up this Gone with the Wind segment of the show with Gone with the Wind. Larry Cotton was backed by Horace Height and his orchestra recording for Brunswick on June 16, 1937. We've got time for one more Alabama song, Alabama Stomp with the Redheads from September 14, 1926. You've been listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in next week for our special Christmas show. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you.